Adam, he said, why did you do this? And he said, the woman that you gave me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And a lot of times we're guilty as men.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we always say, it's that woman.
Right.
That you gave me. You did it, you did it, you did it, you did it, you did it. But instead of us not allowing God to allow the grace, because this happened back then.
Right.
But then we still bring that same spirit into this particular way of thinking, and we always blame the woman.
Right. Right.
Instead of coming to God, which God is saying that my grace is sufficient.
Right.
You want to blame the woman. For your foolishness.
Uh-huh.
You want to blame the woman.
Amen.
For your decision, your bad mistakes, your ways and your gullible ways of thinking, instead of not allowing the grace of God to begin to fall upon you. And we must even begin to examine ourselves as men and women to look at the grace of God to make sure that it lines up with us, because you could be doing things out of the grace of God, and you can cause many things to happen to you, or many things that happen to your family, or many things that happen to every situation that comes in your way.
Come on.
Now, I'm going to use an example. Job. As an example. All these things that God had caused to happen to Job because Satan said, let's touch him. Let's touch him. And God allowed that grace to come off of him for a season.
Right.
So now, when God put us in a particular situation now, and he allowed that grace to fall upon us, that grace to be, not to be released on it, he moved the grace for a season, because anytime God, you have your wilderness experience, there comes a pruning.
Yes.
There comes a shaping. Notice all the 40s. In the word of God, when 40 days, when Jesus went up to the mountain.
Yes, sir.
40 days, Moses.
Yes, sir.
All these men, it's something synopsis about the 40, because God has to begin to prune you.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And then, once you're pruned, and once those things, God take out all the impurities, then here come the grace.
Yes.
To be able to walk into that anointing that God has established for you.
Yes.
So now, turn to Job 38. I'm going to show you something in Job 38.
And while you're turning there, I'm going to give you a quick biblical definition of grace. It means kindness, favor. It's a gift or a blessing brought to man by Jesus Christ. Gratitude, thanks. And the Hebrew, or the Greek, I'm sorry, is hard to pronounce, but it's charis. That's C-H-A-R-I-S. Charis. So the attributes of grace are favor, gift, benefit, credit. God will credit something to you. Thanks. It's blessings. And if you want the Strong's, it's 554-85. For those of you who like to go further in your study.
Amen.
So,
amen.
When he's talking now about how God operates in grace, because of the fall, he has to show a kindness towards mankind. He has to show a favor. Yeah. And we have to understand that it's something God is giving us. He's doing for us, because we have fallen out of a certain level of fellowship and relationship. So before that, when I was talking about the beginnings, they didn't need grace, because they was already in a relationship where they had that loving kindness of an exchange with God.
Right.
You know, God was blessing. He was doing. I mean, Adam named everything. Cat, dog, elephant, mouse, ant. I mean, he named it. There was a, he had power and dominion.
Yeah.
Right.
He was called to reign. God gave him a piece of the land and said, reign. Reign. Do like I do.
Right.
Down here.
Right. Right.
And then they fell completely out of that.
Right.
All of that changed. The animals changed. The planet changed. Everything changed. So now the grace of God is stepping in. And this is what he's talking about. How that grace has to now step in to bridge a bridge. It's in a bridging. Restoring of the breach. Yes. It's a restoration piece.
Amen.
So we can't just walk around and think we could just do anything and say, oh, it's on the grace and mercy. Oh, right. I'm going to act any old kind of way because you know, the grace of God is going to keep me. That's not what the grace of God is, people. No. So we got to know what the grace of God is so we don't deface and defame God's character.
Amen.
You know, by walking and stuff and having very little understanding about what it is. Blessing, favor, kindness. This is just God just doing something towards you, and you have no legal right anymore. We're talking about legality now, by the word. We have no legal right to it.
Yes.
He's just giving it to you. No, we just give our kids stuff. We just want to just bless them. Just, here, take $50, go to the mall, get you some tennis shoes or whatever it was. I don't even have a reason. Just go.
Amen.
Just, you know, you take your wife out, buy that handbag. She didn't ask for it, wasn't looking for it.
Amen.
Just come in and it's a nice big old Coach bag on the bed. I'm trying to put something out there.
Don't put no more.
But you know, and you just, it's a form of blessing that God is giving to us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So where you
go? Amen. 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 Reading in Job 38, and this is what I was talking about as far as individuals who would take God's grace for granted and get mad at God because you didn't get something. And, you know, well, God, you gave me the grace, so I stood out. So why you didn't let this happen? You know, and you sitting up here and you point the finger at God and you mad at God and you upset with God. And God's like, So we're going to read on. It says, then the Lord answered Job from a whirlwind. Who is this that questioned my wisdom with such ignorant words? Brace yourself like a man, because I have some questions for you. And that's a lot of time we always question God.
Yes, sir.
We.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Can you always question God.
Yes. Brace yourself like a what?
Brace yourself like a man.
I got to break you off something.
Yeah. Amen.
Better brace yourself.
Amen.
Mama, here come that man.
Amen. And we always question God. Why? We woo, why?
Yes, sir.
And we all mad at God because our house is turned upside down. He won't correct the children. He won't correct the wife. He won't correct what's going on in the church. And we mad at God. It's like, Lord, you gave me this house. Look at this foolishness that's going on. You know,
my
we are
God.
Mad and pissed off at God, and God is saying this. He's saying this. He says, I have some questions for you, and you must answer them. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Tell me.
The beginnings. Amen.
Tell me if you know so much. Because we all think we know it all.
My God.
That's right.
We have that self-righteous spirit, man. We think we know it all. We think we can just step out and go ahead of God.
Come on.
And God, and God ain't graced you to do squat, did he? But we stepping out and we said, we're going to go start this church. And God ain't give you no grace to do that.
My God. My God. My God.
We're going to go start this children's ministry, and God ain't graced you for us. And now the kids turning all up upside down, and they spitting up, and You know what I'm saying? And God ain't graced you to do that.
My God.
So I'm going to go on further. And it says, who determines its dimension? And stretch out the survey line, the surveying line. What supports the foundations? What supports its foundation? And who laid its cornerstone? As the morning stars sang together, all the angels shouted for joy. Who kept the seed inside the boundaries and as it burst from the womb? and as I clothed it with the clouds and wrapped it in the thick darkness. Now I'm going to read something really quick. We're going to stay right there. And we're going to see what King James has to say about this. King James says this. Who is this that darkens counsels by the words of knowledge? Meaning that you let Satan talk foolishness through you. Mm-hmm.
Give an example.
Amen. You let Satan talk through you. And we're so guilty of allowing people to dictate who we are.
Yeah. All right. Yes, all right. All right. Yes, sir.
Right there.
We're so guilty of it.
Yes.
People will come and they'll just dictate. They'll just say things and you know, like for instance, I given a word last week, and Apostle know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. About people coming unto you and telling you that you are a particular anointed vessel of God. You're an apostle. You're a prophet. You're an evangelist. You're a teacher. And they pull you into this call, and God ain't graced you in it.
That's my right. God.
That's right.
My God.
And yet you go and you get yourself ordained, because any type of level you go up, you got the devil's coming.
That's yes,
right.
Sir.
That's right.
Hellhounds are loose. Yes, sir.
Yes,
you got to have the grace to be an apostle. You got to have the grace to be a pastor. You got to have the grace to be an evangelist. You got to have the grace to walk under an apostolic covering. I mean, to be an apostolic covering. The grace to be a father.
Amen.
You got to be grace.
Amen.
You got to be grace to be a prophet. This thing is not for where I'm able to step into the grace of God, so I'm going to do it because His grace is sufficient.
My Lord.
Yeah. His grace is sufficient, but to a particular situation.
That's right.
You can't put yourself in that position where you know when you don't know who you are in God, and you saying, "Well, God, I'm here, so use me."
Jesus.
Yeah, He'll use you. But there's a certain amount of grace that God gives you for a certain amount of walk in Him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to know and understand our level in God. There are different levels in God. Just like there are different levels in the spirit, man.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you got to know what are you called to. And who are you fighting? A lot of times we want to step into the demonic realm. And we want to fight these bad boys. And we say, devil, I got you. And you be like the seventh son of Stephen, knowing you're not graced and anointed to cast out devils.
Run that man.
So now they rip and they tan you to shreds.
Yeah.
And you're not anointed to do that.
That's the power of the grace. The power that comes with that grace that God has given that He's talking about. And one of the things that you expounded on, I just wanted to jump up on my seat when you talked about five stones, and five is the number of grace. So I thought you was going in, you went a different direction, but I'm going to this way. I said five, those five stones, I said He took grace with them. When you said it, I was thinking He took the grace of God with them.
Right,
amen.
Right.
You know, because in and of Himself, that power was, it wasn't Him.
Mm-hmm.
He needed the power of the grace of God
to do what
He was getting ready to do.
Mm-hmm.
And like He was saying, you know, to step out into territory that you are not called to.
Mm.
God's grace may not be on that.
That's right.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? It may not be with you in that way. He's always going to have grace towards you because there's a general grace given to all man. Mm-hmm. But gracing you to walk and exercise in a certain power. There are certain things I don't do when I'm ministering with the man of God because I don't have the grace for that.
Right.
And I know better.
Right.
I don't put my hand until I either hear from God or my husband say, okay. And then, you know, we covered. You know what I'm saying? Because some things, I don't want to take bring nothing home with me.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody can't heal. Everybody can't cast out.
Amen.
And then they running up there, you know, trying to fall people, lay people out. And them folks is getting up the same way they fell out.
That's right.
And you leaving out with the thing that was on there.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
Now you're going home and all kind of stuff going on. And I'm going to give you an example. I ain't going to call no name. But I know of a woman of God who
my God.
Tried to, you know, work with a particular person. and brought this person back to her home, anointed woman of God, healing, deliverance, the whole nine. But she didn't have the grace for what she brought to her house. Mm-hmm. That person was barking, scratching, crawling mm-hmm. all over the floor, and she had to get that person not only out of her physical house, but now we had to go in and pray and cover and all that kind of stuff because she was not graced to deal with that level of demonic activity.
Right.
Period. Mm-hmm. Not by herself, and she brought it into her house.
My God.
Wow. And that person did not manifest until later.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
You know, they was fine. They were sitting there nice and quiet. But then at a certain point, that thing came up, that thing rose to the front, mm-hmm. forefront. And it happened when she was praying.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing rose up. She didn't have the grace to address it.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So now she was in a lion's den, literally, in a situation. So we have to be discerning with the power of the grace of God, as he's saying. You know, we have to know our place in God and be comfortable. Don't try to ride out in nobody else's shoe. If they can do it, bless God, pray their strength in the Lord, and pray, be in agreement, line up with the will of God for what they're doing.
Amen.
You know, I hate to go to these services and, you know, it's a shift and God begins to break and you got folks just...
My God.
And they say, come on, everybody, I need you praying. And you got folks, they just sitting there. It's like spectator sport.
Yes,
they don't bought a ticket.
Yes,
they just watching.
Yes.
Wow.
No. You need to start going in from
right.
where you are because you're graced to intercede. We have stuff we're graced to do.
That's right.
That we can still participate and be effective and help that person be effective. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, grace is not... One thing about... Grace is not... unmerited favor, and a lot of times we pray and we ask God for grace, and grace is good, but a lot of times when we ask for grace, we don't really need grace, we just need the favor of God.
All right.
We need the favor of God, and when you got the favor of God, the two are coincide, but they're different.
Right.
They're different.
Right.
And when we are believing God for something, we have to know in the back of our mind that we need the favor
mm-hmm.
of
yes.
a particular thing
mm-hmm.
that we're seeking God for
mm-hmm.
in order to have the grace to be able to use that particular
yes.
thing that we're asking God for.
Yes.
For instance, money. We're asking God for all this money. But we're not graced to be able to use the money correctly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or we're not graced enough to explore and do what we're supposed to do with the finances that God has given us.
Right.
So therefore, we need the favor of God to bring us what we need and the grace to be able to use it
yes.
correctly and properly. And a lot of people get the two mixed up. And I think it's important that we don't get the two switched up. Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10 it says, but I'll wait till you get there. And here's a good example of Paul talking 15, about 10. The grace of God in his life. 15:10.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 15:10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am.
Yes.
And I'm going to say that again. By the grace of God, you are who you are.
That's right.
You can't be nothing else other than who you are and what God has called you to do.
That's right.
Amen.
And you have to begin to stand on that particular level because a lot of times when we find ourselves in that situation, we're way up here and we're supposed to be here.
Come on.
So then God can work in you, work in your situations, and bring you up. Because he says what in his word? He'll take you high heights and deeper depths.
Again. Right.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And the more you go, you'll begin to mount up his wings as an eagle. Amen. And that's what God wants to do. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Continue on reading. Not by the favor of God, but by his grace. And that's what we have to look at this morning. You know, it's not who we are because of the favor, but it is by his grace.
Amen.
It is by his grace that me and my wife stand here.
Amen.
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 And able to begin to share with you the good news of the kingdom.
Amen.
It is by his grace that Apostle comes here every day. I'm sorry, not every day, but every Sunday to bring you the word.
Amen. Yeah.
And it's by his grace that you're able to sit in those chairs.
Amen.
Each and every Sunday, because he graced you to wake up. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
He is so merciful, so full of love, and so full of grace that God saw his mercy. It's just so sufficient, because he said his grace is sufficient for us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, we are going to talk about the gifts
through grace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Turn to Romans. No, I'm sorry. Turn to Acts 6. Verse 8.
The will of God and the grace of God being active at all times. Now we just jump in our ride, go do what we want to do. We don't even give it a thought that God blessed us, graced us to be able to get out the bed this morning or do certain little just things that are daily taken for granted.
Amen.
We don't give it any thought. So how can, if we don't give it any thought in the daily activities? You ain't giving it no thought on the job. You're not giving it any thought how God has graced you to go in there, don't know what these people are talking about. You have no idea. You bobblehead and going like this. You like, I gotta go in here and figure this out.
Yes.
And God will grace you to go in there and just get it done.
Yes.
Right.
Be marvelous. Be excellent. Yeah. And you're sitting there blown away. You're like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, how did I do that?
Exactly.
Literally, you're astonished by your own actions.
Exactly.
But it's not really God is gracing you. He's gifting you to be able to go in and do a perfect work. Because in that particular thing, you needed to do a perfect work. Because when he graces you, you don't do stuff halfway.
Right.
That's right.
It ain't rickety rocket. It ain't shim shammy. It's excellent. When God graces you stuff, you be like, oh, wow, that was off the chain. I can't believe I did that.
Yeah.
And then when somebody asks you to explain it or reproduce it, you're like, I cannot.
I can't.
You know, I just can't. I kind of can give you an idea or a gist.
Amen.
But you know that God has graced you.
Right.
Women, we understand. When we have babies, I'm like, y'all just don't understand. God is in that thing, because it is not easy to have a child. The act of having a child.
Yeah.
You know, you're praying the whole time. You know, even though he cursed us with the pain, he still graces us through it.
Right.
He still keeps us through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he still spares us anyway, because that's our God. He's so loving. He has a kindness. He had a plan from the beginning. Even though we have an idea, God said, I'm going to circumvent that and give you what I need to give you through exercising my kindness, my grace.
Amen.
And gift you in that. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Acts chapter 6, verse 8. And it says this. Stephen, a man, this is an example of God's grace. Stephen, a man full of God's grace. See that?
Yes, sir.
Full of God's grace and power, performed amazing miracles and signs among the people.
Mm-hmm.
He was graced to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the example that I just given you about individuals who are trying to cast out devils and trying to walk in the shoes that other people are walking in, that are graced to walk in. As far as different anointings is concerned, you're not graced to do it. God has to grace you to do that particular thing. So I'm going to give you another example, and it's going to blow your mind in the spirit. Turn to Luke chapter 9. That's not in my notes.
So grace comes with power, which is what I was saying as well. You know, God will empower you to be able to do things that you normally maybe are not able to do, as he just showed with Stephen. The signs and the wonders.
I'm sorry, you said Luke chapter 9.
Luke chapter 9, 49. Luke 9, 49.
Thank you.
All
right, question. So what you all are saying, grace is almost like God's okay.
Exactly.
Like, you are, you can do this through me.
Right. Yes. His stamp of approval.
There we go.
Amen. So, Luke 9:49, it reads this. It says, John said to Jesus, Master, we saw someone using your name to cast out demons. But we told him to stop because he isn't in our group. But Jesus says, don't stop him. Anyone who is not against you is for you.
Amen.
Now, notice in the scripture how this individual, Jesus has not even died and been on the cross yet.
Right. And he was using his
so
name.
How was he able to use his name to cast out devils?
Come on.
Yes, sir.
But he hasn't even been to the Father and haven't been glorified yet.
Right.
And the Holy Spirit has not even come.
Right.
Jesus.
That's a great example of great grace.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
The man of God has not even been glorified yet. And he casting out devils. That's great grace.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Anytime you can walk into that particular area and
perform that ministry. And
the apostles wasn't even doing it.
Come on. They weren't even involved.
Well, before the disciples.
Yeah.
I say apostles because that's what they become in the end. But
right.
The disciples, thank you, man of God, the disciples wasn't even doing it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But this man has so much faith to operate in that particular area that God graced him to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
So
anytime you got that kind of faith and you got that type of anointing on your life, God will grace you.
Good God Almighty.
God will grace you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Romans chapter 1, verse 5.
Yeah. Good teaching. Good teaching. One, five.
Romans chapter 1, verse 5. And it says this. Through Christ, God has given us the privilege and authority as apostles.
Yes.
To tell the Gentiles everywhere what God has done for them, so that they will believe and obey him, bringing glory to his name. And that's what we have to begin to do. We got to begin to give glory to God, because God has graced us. Because even when he says, go out ye all into the land and preach the gospel to every creature, we got to begin to be graced to do that.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
To go here, to go to Malaysia, to go to Africa, to go to Zimbabwe, to go to the uttermost parts of the world and begin to preach the word and minister the word. You got to be graced to do it.
Yes.
Because if you don't, them devils coming after you.
Yes, sir. All day. Yes, sir.
Believe and behold that they're coming after you.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. You can't say, well, I got a work to do.
It's real.
My God.
You
got
to be
called.
It's real.
That's
my God.
You got to be called. You got to be called a certain nation.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You just can't go in and say, I'm going in.
Right.
Just like even in the natural realm in the United States. United States can't go into different countries and try to do anything. Because they got to be graced to do it.
Yes.
In the natural realm, you got to be graced to do certain things.
Yes.
Otherwise, they'll shoot you on sight.
Yes.
You can't go to Lebanon and say, I want to do this.
Right.
Or you can't go to Iraq and say, I'm going to do a set up shop over here. They'll shoot you on sight. You
got to
have grace. Just like in the spiritual realm, you got to be grace.
Yes.
To do certain things. And it's about apostolic order.
Yes.
Apostolic grace.
Amen.
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 So, I thought I was lost. Okay. So, we're going to begin to look at this thing, and surely we're going to allow God to focus, have us to focus on our callings, focus on our anointings, focus on what he has called us to do, and allow the grace of God to begin to be sufficient in every area of our life, that we have gifts and talents and anointings. My wife, she can't say, we're going to go and she want to set up shop in my catering business, because she ain't graced to do it.
Amen.
And not at all.
She ain't graced to do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't run the finances in my household. My wife does.
Amen.
My wife is anointed and graced to do it.
Amen.
Because she is an accountant.
Amen.
I can't walk in her gift.
Amen.
She can't walk in my gift.
Amen.
So, a lot of times when you got these husbands and wives and they bump their heads with one another and you want to do what she does and she want to do what you do, and y'all bumping heads. Because either one of y'all is graced to do each other's business. You're not graced to do it. So we got to begin to stand in truth, stand in what the promises of God, and allow the grace of God to be operating in the fullness of our situation, the fullness of our lives. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
So, you done.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.